Joe's Boys by Louisa M. Alcott. Chapter 1. 10 years later. If anyone had told me what wonderful changes were to take place here in 10 years, I wouldn't have believed it, said Mrs. Joe to Mrs. Meg, as they sat on the piazza at Plumfield one summer day, looking about them with faces full of pride and pleasure. This is the sort of magic that money and kind hearts can work. I am sure Mr. Lawrence could have no nobler monument than the college he so generously endowed, and a home like this will keep Aunt March's memory green as long as it lasts, answered Mrs. Meg, always glad to praise the absent. We used to believe in fairies, you remember, and plan what we'd ask for if we could have 3 wishes. Doesn't it seem as if mine had really been granted at last? Money, fame, and plenty of the work I love, said Mrs. Joe, carelessly rumpling up her hair as she clasped her hands over her head, just as she used to do when a girl. I've had mine, and Amy is enjoying hers to her heart's content. If dear Marmy, John, and Beth were here, it would be quite perfect, added Meg, with a tender quiver in her voice.